Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
In Acts chapter 5, we read part of a speech Gamaliel gave to the Jewish council, who were considering what to do with the apostles who wouldn't shut up about Jesus. From verse 37, he said, "After Theudas, Judas the Galilean rose up in the days of the census and drew away some of the people after him. He too perished, and all who followed him were scattered. So, in the present case I tell you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For if this plan or this undertaking is of man, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them. You might even be found opposing God." And that's verses 37 through to 39. It's easy to let the name slip by. After all, the focus rightly is recognizing the truth that people can't go up against God and win. And I know that is a faith statement for those who believe in God, and a delusional statement for those for whom there is no deity. Nevertheless, we all make our daily decisions based on what we believe, which shapes our identity and personal goals. And I find myself musing at this Advent-Christmas intersection about an alternative history to do with this Judas the Galilean and the census, because we are talking about the census when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and yes, we're now back in Luke chapter 2 and the Christmas story. It is hard to juggle the historical problems because our main source is the historian Josephus, and he is regarded as not that reliable. Nevertheless, Judas the Galilean opposed the census because it was for Roman taxation purposes, because he opposed being taxed by Rome. He believed that God alone was the ruler of Israel. He not only urged people not to register for the census, but his followers burnt the houses and stole the cattle of those known to have registered. Did Joseph and Mary discuss whether to be counted or not to be counted? Of course, we'll never know, and they did go to Bethlehem and were registered. But it is sobering to think that the years and decades prior to Jesus' birth and throughout the first century were often marked by violence. Herod's response to Jesus' birth, targeting the little boys 2 years old or younger, may shock us, but not historians, and not those who live in violent and precarious times where life is cheap. Our world reeks of violence, or with conflict and corruption, which are often the precursors to violence. It is a blessing indeed to live in relative safety. We all want to live in relative safety and not be subject to the arbitrary decisions of those with power or the means to impose their will on others. Christians live where and when God places them, following the Prince of Peace, whose birth we celebrate at Christmas and whose reappearance will usher in an eternal peace for those in his kingdom. Christians live by faith that those who go up against God will not win in the end, and that God even wants the most vile, the most evil, the most inept, the most corrupt to repent and follow Jesus. Christians can really struggle with that last part, that those who impose their will on others, those who do evil, are still loved by the God who wants them to live with him, follow Jesus, and amend their ways. And that is why the disciples of Jesus do actively seek to make daily decisions that promote peace and justice, that serve those whom God has placed around them, because, contrary to what it may seem, God has not abandoned this world and left it to us to wreck and ruin. But this daily decision-making, this daily following Jesus, isn't easy. We so often want instant solutions, quick fixes, miracles. Deciding the details can be hard each day, especially when there are negative consequences or opposition. But that is part of discipleship, part of faith, behaving as we believe, one day at a time. And, like those first disciples in Jerusalem, we too learn that Jesus never abandons us. A blessed Christmas to us all. Let us pray. Stir up, O Lord Jesus, your power and come, and support us by your great might, so that, as we are hindered by our sins, your grace and forgiveness may help and hasten us on our way, that we may live in peace and justice. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.